Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
I finally got one. Woohoo!
Yeah. Well, you got your dials up there enough to get you in that part of the queue.
Good job.
Good job on your dials.
Well, thank you. What you said last week was very powerful for me too. When you said that I am not on trial and my business is not on trial, but the prospect is.
Especially you, Eddie. You guys have generated a six-figure income, right?
Right.
Isn't that funny that someone who's even had that level of success, you're a six-figure income earner and you think your business is on trial? Now, I know it's because you guys have predominantly done warm market is how you built your business. So it's only a barrier in our own mind. Because I know that when you go to situational prospect or when you talk to warm market to build your business, you know your business is not on trial, right?
Right.
You know that. You know that, hey, we've got a good thing going, and you're an idiot if you don't see it.
And unfortunately, I've said that a time or two.
But for some reason, when it comes to, you know, changing gears and trying a new thing, you know, it's the same people, dude. The difference is these guys are looking for a home-based business.
Yeah, thank God.
I know. So, I mean, when you take that in consideration, that they're actually looking for a home-based business, hello, you are so not on trial. So, anyway, but good job all the way around. Your effort is amazing, and your persistence is amazing. So I definitely know I can certainly help your ratios increase. And with that kind of dials, are you in the prospecting class also?
I am in the prospecting class.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. How many people do you know that actually showed up for the presentation?
I have my notes. Where's my right
I
here.
Know you scheduled 38.
There were – I cannot find
– In other words, this is what you need to know.
I think I had – out of the 100 that I talked to, about 30% showed up. I had 30.
Yeah, 30 – No. But see, here's what it is. It says it brought to a presentation, and I see how many you enrolled. Here's the question I have for you. You're sending people to a website. Is that how you're doing it?
Correct.
Okay. So how do you know how many actually went to the website is based on who was there for that follow-up call?
Right. And that's – I think I put that on
– It's 38?
No, ma'am. Hold on one second. I have it right here. I just found
okay.
it. I actually had 11 people that actually went to the presentation.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Look at that. You're 1 in 11. You're actually 1 in 11. You're not 1 in 38.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's like, 9% closing ratio instead of 3.
which is better.
Yeah. It's much better. So you're not as far off as you think you are. I think the main part that's got to be shored up is prospecting as well.
Okay.
And so keep those dials up high like that, and let's see if maybe we can get you in the queue next week for prospecting.
Okay.
Okay, because there's some shoring up that you want to pay attention to there, where if you're going to book 38 out of 100, you know, we want to see more of them showing up. You had about 30% show up, which isn't bad. That's not bad at all. That's not bad at all. And as you heard me before, I mean, you even know in your company, what is the top recruiter recruit on a monthly basis?
Probably no more than 5 or 6.
Oh, my gosh. You see, you are one of those statistics that I'm talking about. Isn't that wild?
It is.
Yeah, that's most of them. Although, you know, several of the companies I've consulted where I've raised up top recruiters, I mean, they sponsor 100 people a month, 50 people a month. I mean, so that's like the top, you know, 0.01% of the entire industry. But the vast majority of the industry, the top recruiter will bring in 5, 8, you know, on a great month. but typically the number one recruiter that gets all that recognition just brought in 5. And if you just continued on this path right here, you know, you're on 4.
Well, I want to be Tom Challen. You know, Heidi and I ate lunch with Tom in Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
And I was very impressed with him. And he really shared some insight with me. And I'm a very strong Ruby. And if he can do it, I can do it.
Amen. Have you gotten on any of his? And I encourage that you do.
All of them.
Good job. Good job. Good job. Yeah, he's a machine, an absolute machine. Okay, well, let me just see what I can do to help you with the let me ask you another question. How you and Heidi have built that six-figure income, how many people did you guys average monthly bringing in?
We would bring average probably about 2 people at the top package, and then we would build those people a strong organization.
Exactly. So look at that. I mean, even if all you did was do what you're doing right now, I'm saying if nothing changed, if your results never changed, okay, you're going to bring in 4 per month. So already doubling your results So I don't know how long did it take you to get a six-figure income?
18 months after we went full-time.
Okay, you see that? So here's, in 18 months, you guys average bringing two people in a month. So here's what I'm saying to you. Wherever your six-figure is, whether it's right at 100,000 or two or 300,000, whatever it is, it took you 18 months to build that. Imagine if you continue this same result right now, Eddie, if you did one per week doing the same amount of dials, same amount of talk tos, if nothing changed, if no percentage changed. And here's what I will tell you, those numbers will change when you're practicing like this. You know what I mean? When you put forth this kind of an effort, if you keep going at that, your numbers are automatically going to change because you're going to get better at it because you're exercising that muscle far more. So you're going to get stronger. There's no question. Even if I couldn't help you, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If you just continued on weekly, 450 dials, 100 conversations, 11 people showing up for a presentation, signing up one for every 11. That's, look at what you're doing. You have four people per month, which means in 9 months, you've generated another six-figure income.
That's exciting.
Which means you're doubling your income. If your income, whatever, yeah, you would be doubling your income. Because whatever it took you to get to whatever you went to in 18 months, if you're sponsoring at double the rate, four instead of two.
Yep.
That
wow.
means that you will reach that six-figure income, reach another, an additional six-figure income in 9 months.
Wow.
It's crazy if you just look at the sheer numbers of the whole thing.
It truly is.
Yes, it is. Okay, cool. So, yeah, I'd love to see you double your income.
Well, thank you. Me too.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, let's go ahead and start at the top, turn to page 22, and let me see if there's anything I can help you with.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good.
Great. Did you have a good day at work yesterday?
I did, sort of, if you can, yeah.
Wonderful. This is Eddie. Hey, did you get a chance to get to that website and review the information yet?
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Wow, Danny, did something happen? Did you have an emergency in your family?
No. You know, I got five kids, and I've just got really busy on some things. So I just haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Wow, I hate that, you know? Is it that you're not serious about getting home with those five kids and earning the money that is going to have that secure retirement for you, and that you really need to you know, just maybe look at doing something else?
No, I'm serious about having my kids, you know, being home with them.
What?
I am. I just got really busy.
You got really busy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Danny, you know, my wife and I really take this business very serious.
Uh-huh.
And we are ending this advertising campaign that we're doing
okay.
in the next couple of days.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if you are truly serious about doing this business and getting the information that you requested so you can stay home with your kids and travel the country and just go to all those places you wanted to go,
uh-huh.
I would recommend that you go to that website right now.
Okay.
And I will call you back in 15 minutes because on that website is all the information you requested. And you can see how you can use your people skills and use the fact that you want to be your own boss and you're used to managing some people.
Okay.
And you're going to see a way that you can plug into a system and get exactly what you want by being able to stay home with those kids.
Okay.
Now, if you're serious, you will go to that website and look at it, and I will call you back in 15 minutes, and you and I can talk.
Okay.
God bless and have an awesome day.
Thank you. Good job, dude, and you just, like, rolled with it.
You caught me off guard.
I know. I did that on purpose.
Well, see, I'm expecting that when I talk to other people.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so let me help you out on just that right there. You did amazing. You blew my mind. Number one, you are very friendly, very trusting, very sincere, and come across very caring. So all of that is so perfect for you. I mean, you are so blessed to be able to have that just Southern sincerity. And I felt that from you, you know,
thank
that you were, like, very concerned. But let me go ahead. Turn to page 72 in your supplemental script book.
I'm right there. I was looking for that page.
Yeah. You might want to have that tabbed.
Okay.
You know, I haven't looked at the information yet. But you did pretty good without, you know what I mean, you had that pretty well memorized. The only twist is this, and you kept kind of hitting me over the head with, am I serious or not, you idiot. So the script kind of switches the positioning, okay? So instead of trying to convince me that I should be serious, the switch of the positioning looks like this. And not only that, but saying, you know, my wife and I are we actually take this business very seriously. That was kind of a slap in the face to me.
Okay.
It was simply saying, you idiot, you don't take this serious.
Sorry about that.
No worries. This is good that I'm getting it out of the way right here. And so as you can see, if you look on page 72, it is just, you know, very sincere. Man, did you have some kind of disaster happen to your family? Which, good job that you remember that. You know, no, okay. Oh, okay. Well, you know, Eddie, you know, I certainly don't want to waste your time or mine, and I typically don't give people a second chance. But if I'm absolutely certain that you are deadly serious about, and then you did so awesome, Eddie, of repeating the needs, strengths, and goals, by the way. You did awesome at that. Then I will give you a second chance. So you tell me, are you serious about needs, strengths, and goals?
Okay.
So it just switches the position. Now you're going to chase me to be able to look at it again.
Okay.
Okay? Versus me pushing you to look at it again. Can you see the difference in positioning there? Let me go the other way. You know, well, you know, are you serious? Because if you're serious, then you're going to go find the time to take a look at that website. So if you're serious, you go ahead, right over, go to the computer right now and take a look at that.
Right.
Versus, you know what, Eddie, I don't want to waste your time. I certainly don't want to waste mine. And I typically don't give people a second chance.
Yeah, much better.
Yes. It switches the position of now that prospect is going to be, no, I'm serious. I'm serious. Now you're going to sell me on how serious I am instead of scolding me.
Right.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, let's go ahead and take it again from the top.
Okay.
And I won't give you that objection this time.
Okay. Hey, Danny.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. Did you have a good day at work yesterday?
I did.
Well, great. This is Eddie. Did you get an opportunity to review the website and look at the information?
I did, actually.
Well, great. Let me tell you what's happened to me and my wife.
Okay.
When we first started this business, we were in major credit card debt, living paycheck to paycheck. We were both school teachers, and I was a football coach. I never got to spend any time with my family. We joined this business. We had great results on the products, ended up building a business with it. Our first full-time year, we earned over $84,000.
Wow.
We earned over six figures within 18 months. Now I do this business full-time, and I get to spend all the time I want with my family.
Wow.
Now tell me, what did you like about what you saw?
I liked the products, and I liked I liked the opportunity to make money.
Well, great. Well, tell me more about what you liked about the product.
Well, I don't know. Everyone needs something like that.
Okay. What do you mean?
Eddie, why are you focusing on the product?
Well, I'm just letting you back yourself into the trailer.
You're letting me back myself into the trailer about the product.
Ah. Which I normally don't do. Hey, the product works. Just take it.
but you focused in on the product instead of, I said, the money.
I did, and I apologize.
No need to apologize. It's something that I'm sure that subconsciously you're perhaps doing.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, if you're having people more excited about the product than you are about the opportunity, great chance that most of your emphasis is on the product.
Okay.
Makes sense?
I just made a big note in all caps, do not focus on product.
In other words, if they were negative and, you know, they were like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess the products are good, but, you know, this really isn't for me. Then I would say, okay, well, what did you like about that product? But
okay.
If they say, you know, oh, you know, the product and, you know, I want to help people or I would like, you know, to make extra money. If you're backing them on just to the products, then that's all you're going to get, just product users.
Right.
Which there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But I know that you're here trying to close people at the top package.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Okay, so ask me about what did I like about the money.
Okay, what did you like about the opportunity?
Money.
Money. What do you mean by that?
No. I want you to ask me. I want you to say what I said.
Oh, well, what did you like about the money?
There you go.
Okay.
We got it. Okay, well, you know, I'm in a financial position right now that I don't ever want to be in again. Like you, I'm in massive credit card debt, and I'm tired of being in this financial crunch. I've got to make money, and I got to make a lot of it. Now, can you see the difference with that answer?
I sure can.
Versus, oh, you know, everyone needs that product.
I sure can see the difference. Okay, Danny, do you want to make a little bit or a lot?
A lot.
What for?
Well, I want to pay off my credit card debt. I want to be totally financially independent, meaning not dependent on anybody else. And I want to make a lot of it. You know, I've got dreams and goals that I want to achieve.
Okay. Well, Danny, working at the dress shop like you're doing now, how long will it take you to be able to pay off those credit cards and become financially independent?
Yeah, it's never going to happen at the dress shop. Never.
Well, where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly toward paying off the credit cards and being financially independent? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn two times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort that a person at the bottom does?
I think, obviously, I'd like to start at the top.
Well, great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on the checks?
Yeah. Well, that would be D-A-N-I.
Wonderful.
Dude, you're so good at this. Let me tell you what you got going on for you. You are so casual, so nonchalant, so sure of yourself. You know that you've got the greatest thing since sliced bread. Your story is very, very powerful. I want to help your story get even more powerful, by the way, before I get going on too many other things. But, I mean, you have great energy. You have a really good pace that you're reading that script. You know, I can sense a little bit, just a tiny bit, but not a lot. I sense a little tiny bit of a salesman wanting to come out of this thing. But your enthusiasm is just completely contagious, absolutely contagious. And so just the very few things that I, you know, kind of caught in the beginning, you know, almost trying to shy away. And here's another thing. And actually, I think you fumbled a little bit at question five only because you're, like, trying to remember what my, you know, profession was. You're trying to pull a profession out of the sky.
What I heard on all those prospecting calls.
Right, exactly. So, you know, you're kind of like, okay, what profession would that be? But anyway, I sense just a tiny little bit of, you know, a salesman trying to come out, but it's very, very, very little. Tell me what the main objections are that you get.
Money.
I don't have the money. And how much is your package?
Well, they can get in for $100.
What?
Yeah, for as little as $100 or top package, $1,000 to $1,500.
Okay. How many out of 10 will give you the objection, I don't have the money?
Seven.
Seven out of 10. Okay, and when do they give you that objection? So what happens when you go through question number six and, you know, they say you want to start at the bottom or the top, welcome aboard, is that when they give you the objection of the money?
That's when they give me the objection.
So when you're, like, taking down their information to sign them up?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Now, has this top package always been $1,500?
It has.
Okay, I have a question for you. Do you think it's absolutely ludicrous and stupid that a perfect stranger would go and look at a website for 15 minutes and spend $1,500?
Do I feel it's ludicrous?
Yeah.
I don't. But I think I could see where people would be very, very precautious and hesitant to do that.
I think we found your problem.
Okay.
Do you know that I have people on the phone right now that are listening that sell people an $11,000 package?
Wow. I could party with those guys.
Over the telephone. Same process you have.
Mm-hmm.
They bring them to a presentation and close them at $11,000.
Okay. So I just have to get I just have to get my mindset that you $1,500 is it.
That is exactly right.
Okay.
Now let me ask you this. When if you talk to 10 warm market or lukewarm market the way that you guys did in the past, how many out of 10 do you sign up?
Well, none.
None out of 10 when you're doing warm market?
In our warm market. Because we have been full-time for the last 6 years.
No, and, I'm talking about before that.
Before that, we had a good success rate.
Okay, so what's the difference? Because you think that they're looking at something?
I think that they are very skeptical because probably I would be if someone were calling me.
There you go. The truth has been unfolded.
The truth has been revealed.
Because everything else I'm telling you is like, you know, your energy, the pace, friendly, easy, trusting guy, not pushy, just like, I mean, I'm looking at,
thing. I mean, that's, all of that is good. I would do it. I would totally do it. But I can sense, there's, especially towards the end, where it's like, okay.
Yeah,
and here was the truth, because I asked you, how much does it cost to get started? And do you know what your answer was to me?
As little as $100.
Exactly.
Yes, I do recall saying that. So, hey, let me ask you a question. When we get them to number six and we get them to Great Welcome Aboard, do we take them straight to the website and sign them up on the spot?
Yeah.
Okay. I shouldn't allow them to do that. I should say, okay, great, let me take your information down. We'll get you started right now. Mistake number two.
Great Welcome Aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your check? And you are typing it in.
Okay. That's another one of my problems. Let me write that one down.
Here is the big issue. The big issue is you think that they need to have more time to think about it, that they need to see physically that this is real. You think that they need to see you face to face in order to really trust you. But there are thousands upon thousands every single week that are signing up in a business over the phone. Just in this class alone, hold on. Is 29, 29 and 9 is 38, and 4 is 42, and 7 is 49. Just last week alone, amongst this small class, 49 people signed up in a business.
Over the phone.
Over the phone.
Thank you very much.
Hundreds of thousands of network marketers all over the world. And today, thousands are signing up. Oh, I'm sorry. I know the statistics. 175,000 people this week in the United States alone will sign up in a home-based business. Now, I don't know how many of them will sign up in over the phone, but I do know this, that we have 49 this week who signed up in a business over the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
All I know is Tom Challen used to sponsor 100 plus over the phone. He would take them to an 8-minute recorded message. So here he would read that prospecting script, take them to an 8-minute recorded message, and sign them up for $500 over the phone.
Yep.
I have clients that have a 4-minute message. So here, I'm going to read you the script. I'm going to 3-way you into a 4-minute message, and guess what?
They get them. They close them.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Now, obviously, that's like some serious skill they didn't possess before, you know, doing some of the things that you're doing right now, as far as the classes for Steph, Dynasty, all those things improve the skills. They used to get 1 out of 20, now get 8 out of 10, you know. But anyway, my point is that if 49 people this week in this tiny little setting were joined a home-based business by the phone, and again, one of those guys, by the way, one of the names I recognize, their lowest package is $1,295. Their top package is $11,000. So he sponsored that person from anywhere from $1,200 or $1,300 to $11,000 over the phone.
So I should get over myself.
I think you ought to get over yourself.
Thank you very much.
I think you ought to get over yourself because you have a great story. You are not on trial. People are doing it every single day. And if they can, then, brother, give me a break. Don't pass on your objection onto them.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
You wouldn't do it doesn't mean that they won't do it, doesn't mean that they aren't doing it. They are. Here's the part, Eddie, that's going to make you want to throw up right now. If you continue with this objection, you know, in your own head that, you know, oh, my gosh, who in the world, whatever. So, and it, again, it was coming from a begging position of, well, what's it cost to get started? Oh, as little as $100. We're trying to beg somebody to get started for $100. Give me a break. But anyway, if you continue, I want you to look at 1 in 11, okay?
Okay.
I'll guarantee you that 5 of those 11 went, looked at another opportunity and signed up at the top package with someone else that's skilled. In other words, if you're not going to get over it, I promise you Renee's going to sponsor them.
Hey, Danny, I'm over it.
Jackie or Stacy's going to sponsor. Sandy Krakowski's going to get them. Somebody else is going to get them if you don't.
I am over it.
That's awesome, dude. Well, you're awesome at this. You really are. And that barrier being behind you, that is get thee behind me, Satan.
Yes, ma'am.
No more hindering belief. The rest of your whole thing is great. Let me improve your story a little bit.
Okay.
Don't use the word join.
Okay.
Use the word got started. I got started. Or we got started. And there's some words in the back of the script book
that
tells you to stay away from.
Okay.
You want to stay away from them. You've been a long time in the industry that you're in under traditional network marketing terminology. This is 2007. If you want to be competitive, especially over the phone, don't come across like the old network marketers do.
Okay.
Okay? That's one little tip. So join and in this business. No, I got started in my business.
Okay.
Here's another thing, amazing story. Our first year on a part-time basis made $84,000. Within 18 months, we got our income up to six figures. I want you to say what that figure was.
Okay.
So if your second figure, you know, what did you make your second year?
$136,000.
There you go. Our second year, we made $136,000. I want you to, you know, spell it out like that.
Okay.
Okay, six figures ambiguous. Some people don't even know what six figures mean. Believe it or not. Okay, and we have continuously earned hundreds of thousands of dollars since we've been in.
Okay.
And here's the thing I would add to this. And right now we are interviewing for somebody. We are looking for someone specifically to establish in a home-based business on a part-time level to be able to make the same that we have made.
Okay.
So what did you like about what you saw?
Super.
That makes me want to sell you on why I'm the next person you want to work with.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You are absolutely welcome. Hey, by the way, do you have any other stories of people you've gotten started who have made money?
Yes, ma'am.
I would throw in a couple of those as well.
Okay.
And so I would say, you know, right now we're interviewing somebody. We're interviewing for the person that we will establish successfully in a business, just like we have done to Sarah Smith, who her first year she made X. And you might want to put in there, followed directions, plugged into training, did what we asked her to do, she made X. As well as John from whatever, da-da-da-da-da. I would do like three stories. It doesn't all have to be big stories, by the way.
Okay.
You know, it could be a first, in fact, do a first month story, if you guys have such a thing.
Yep.
You know, John started his very first month, he made X amount of dollars. Second month, X amount of dollars. Third month, X amount of dollars. So the bottom line is we're interviewing to do the same exact thing with somebody else who's got an eager desire to work, learn, and give it their best shot.
Wonderful.
All right, cool.
Thank you very much.
That's the serious leverage that you have. And, again, don't pick all huge stories because they can be intimidating to people.
Okay.
All right, cool. Good job. I am so excited, dude. Eddie, you're gonna be the one that trailblazes this entire new market for your company.
I'm going to accept that.
You are. You will be the one that trailblazes it. You'll be the one that will set new numbers on the recruiting board.
Well, thank you, and I accept that.
Yes, amen. Say hi to your wife.
I'll do it.
All righty. Cool. All right. Let me pull up my second person, which would be gosh, that's beautiful. Here we go. Tisha Krause.
If you're online, can you please press the number 1?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. What can I do for you, love?
Well, trying to get better at this closing thing.
Okay. Tell me, what is your number 1 objection?
Money And I have to think about it.
How many out of 10 say money?
6.
And then the other, how many say I need to think about it?
The rest of them.
The rest of them, 4?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. Well, let's just see what we can do about that.
Okay. All right. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
It's going good.
Did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Yes, I have.
Well, let me tell you a little, what did you like about what you saw?
Which one do you want to do? You want to tell me what's happened to you? Or you want
to? I was like, oh, should I tell you what happened to me, or should I tell you what?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you like about what you saw?
No, tell me what happened to you.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, prior to getting started with my company, I worked as a critical care nurse for 6 years. Although I liked what I was doing, I was going nowhere fast, and I wasn't making enough money to keep up with the ever-increasing debt. I worked extra shifts and was never home. After getting started with the company, I got started with a top package. I went to First Steps to Success for training, and in 6 months, I was able to produce $1,000 to $3,000 a month working part-time from home. Now I'm on a path to earning $70,000 or more this year.
Wow.
So I highly recommend plugging into the training, going to First Steps to Success, and to be honest with you, I'm interviewing someone right now to show them exactly how to generate the income that I did in 6 months and work to build towards whatever your goals are.
Okay. All right, Tisha?
Yeah.
When you tell that story, I know you're reading it.
Okay.
Right? You were reading
some
it,
of
right?
It. Okay. Some of it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I want you to tell it to me like you can't believe it's happening.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, whoa. And I love the whole thing, you know, the critical care nurse. I mean, that just adds massive credibility to you.
Okay.
Your profession, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That just adds massive credibility to you.
Okay.
And, yeah, you know, you got started at the top package, plugged into First Steps to Success, but generating an extra $1,000 to $3,000 a month. On target right now to make $70,000 this year.
Yep.
Looking for somebody. You don't have to worry about putting, you know, I recommend you get started at the top package, da da da.
Okay.
Go ahead and leave that part out here.
Okay.
And just say, and I'm currently interviewing for somebody to show exactly how to generate up to $3,000 extra a month and $70,000. Will this be your first year or your second year?
I've been in this 6 months.
Okay. So, that doesn't quite add up. So
Not quite. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like we'd have to do some big jumping here real quick.
You would have to do some big jumping. So I would just say, you know, anywhere from I've been generating an extra $1,000 to $3,000 a month on a part-time basis.
On a part-time basis, okay.
Yep. And so I'm looking to show somebody step-by-step how to be able to generate up to $3,000 a month on a part-time basis within your first 6 months.
Okay. All right. I can do that. I can just show somebody.
Cool.
All right. And then let's see. I think sometimes where I stumble also is where reading back, I think sometimes in my prospecting, that's I know for prospecting class, is not always finding all their strengths.
Really?
Yeah. I was recognizing that this week that, okay, maybe I didn't find all the strengths. I got the goals and I got the that they wanted to do this and they wanted to have fun and oh, wait, what are their people skills?
Yeah, whatever that is, whatever their
yeah.
strengths are, whether they're a risk taker or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And I also get I have to think about it, and I'm not sure what I'm doing that triggers that.
Well, we're going
to
find out. So
okay.
I just wanted to help you real quick there with
okay.
your story. So let's,
okay.
let's go ahead and see what's left.
Okay. Let's see here. So, hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit about myself. Prior to getting started with my company, I worked as a critical care nurse, and although I liked what I was doing, I was going nowhere fast. And I wasn't making enough money to keep up with the ever-increasing debt that we were incurring, and I was working extra shifts, long hours, and I was never home. After getting started with my company, I started with the top package, and I went to First Step 6 to Success for training, and in 6 months, I was able to produce $1,000 to $3,000 a month working part-time from home.
Yeah.
So now I'm currently interviewing somebody to do that, to duplicate that same thing that I was doing.
Okay.
I didn't quite say that quite right, but
that's okay. That's okay. Keep
okay.
going. What's the next
okay.
thing?
Okay. So what did you like about what you saw?
Well, I liked the, did I look at a website?
Yes, website.
Okay. You know, I liked the stories that I saw on there, and it seems like, you know, there's, you know, a good solid way to be able to generate some good income.
What did you like about the income that you saw, the income potential?
Well, gosh, I mean, there's people that become millionaires. So,
okay.
You know,
okay,
that's pretty impressive.
Okay, Danny. Well, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I think I would like to make a lot.
What for?
Well, I just, you know, would like to have my own money, you know, and not, you know, feeling bad about taking money out of the general fund. And, you know, if I want to go shop for my kids, I want to be able to go do that. So, and we also have some credit card debt, and I want to get rid of it.
Okay. Well, Danny, at your current job as a cocktail waitress, how long will it take you to be able to get your own money and have your independence and be able to pay off your credit card debt?
That is not going to happen anytime soon.
All right. Well, where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards the top to pay off that credit card debt and achieving that financial independence? Or do you want to start in a position where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort the person at the bottom does?
I think I would want to I think I need to think about that. Yeah, I think I need to think more about that. Well, I just, you know, I need to think about, you know, where would be a good place to start and, you know, kind of looking at my time factor and you know, how am I really going to fit all of this in. I kind of just need to, you know, kind of gnaw on this for a little while.
Okay, Danny. So is it that you're serious about getting out of debt and paying off your credit card debt, or is it that you really need to think about it because you have unanswered questions and concerns, or are you just telling me that because you think you won't need to think about it, or you're not serious at all? And you don't want to hurt my feelings.
No, it has nothing to do with your feelings. I just need to really, I got to kind of gnaw on this for a little bit and, you know, figure out, you know, really how I'm going to do it.
Okay. Well, Danny, it sounds like you really have some good questions. Is there any question that I could answer for you?
Okay. Let's stop right here.
Okay.
Well, let's stop right here. Okay. You are... giving me way too many outs.
Oh, way too many outs, okay.
Yeah, you're trying to talk me out of it.
Really?
Yeah, you don't even realize it. Yep, you're totally trying to talk me out of it. First of all, as you were reading it, I found my mind just kind of wandering.
Okay.
And I just kind of found myself just looking at other things and doing other things, and then when it came down to it, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. I need to think about it because I really wasn't even paying attention.
Okay.
And the reason I believe that I wasn't paying attention is because I didn't feel like we were engaged really. I felt like you were just, you know, trying to read that script perfect and you're trying to be chipper and bubbly and I know you can like me, really. I think we'll have fun together.
Okay. I'm trying to be too nice.
Yeah. I'm not being interviewed, I'm being sold.
Okay.
And
okay.
I know that. And so when somebody feels like they're being sold, they feel like they got to think about it because they feel like they're being, like they're going to be taken advantage of in some, you know, whatever way.
Okay. So I got to figure out how to not be so nice.
Well, yeah, and it's got to be coming from an interviewer position.
Okay.
I'm trying to coerce you into the business. Here's the other thing. So then, you know, if you have any questions, I can answer them for you. No, that's not how that statement goes.
Okay.
Go ahead and turn to the page where you have the think it over objection.
I'm looking at it.
What page is that?
All right. Page 78.
Page 78. There's some terminology on here that's very specific, and there's a reason for it.
Okay.
And here's what it was, you know, like you were kind of, and it's okay because you're, you know, just trying to find your footing in it. And so that's just normal, and that's just practice that's going to bring that through to where it's just natural and flies out of your mouth. You know, that's why listening, you know, to Prospect and Closure Rate of Millions is, like, so important because it puts an imprint on your brain to where, you know, here's the trigger. They say to think about it, doom, here it comes right out of your mouth, just like you hear the first chord of a song on the radio and you know what song it is, you know the lyrics of the song.
Yeah,
so it works
true.
The same exact way. Okay. So let me go ahead. I'm gonna take you through that, okay?
Okay.
First of all, I'm going to take you through. I'm just going to start with the objection. You go ahead and give me that think it over. And by the way, the reason why you're getting the money objection is the same reason.
Okay.
Because you're really coming, you're crossing the line of selling. You're crossing the line of trying to coerce me by being super, super nice to me.
Okay.
And so, authority has a down tone. I'm trying to sell you has an up tone.
Okay, and I've got that inflection down tone on my, I do have that there.
Oh, you have it written down?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
From
so, you know,
week.
So it's like this. Okay, Tisha, so do you want to make a little or a lot? Or, okay, Tisha, so do you want to make a little or a lot?
A lot.
Can you see the difference there?
Yeah.
The first time I've asked it, so here's another one. You know, okay, so what did you like about what you saw? Versus, so what did you like about what you saw?
What did you like about what you saw? Okay, just very direct.
Very direct, but the tone is down. You know, so, Tisha, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to, ba-da-da-da-da, versus, okay, Tisha, so at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to?
Okay.
So, again, that's why my mind just went somewhere else.
Okay.
You know, this girl's trying to sell me, and I'm just going to tell him to think about it. It's a knee-jerk reaction.
Okay.
That's what it is. I'm being sold, no thank you. But if you engage me that I have to sell you, oh, no, okay, here we go.
Okay.
Which your story did that to me. But because the tone didn't follow it.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
Okay.
Exactly. So let's just start with, you know, you just go ahead and tell me you need to think about it.
Okay. Danny, you know, I think I need to think about it.
See right there? That was perfect. That was an authoritative tone right there.
Ah. Oh, gosh, you're right. And I've been taping myself and trying to hear where I'm missing it.
Well, that's how come things like what we're doing right now are so helpful.
Cool.
Yeah, that's why it's so helpful. But what you just did was perfect. That was a down tone. You were convinced that you need to think about it. And
okay.
I believed you.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Ding dong.
Exactly. Okay, so, okay, Tisha, is it that you are serious about being able to pay off that debt and being able to pay off that credit card debt and still being able to use those skills of dealing with people in such a really intimate way and an encouraging way as a critical care nurse, and that you need to really think about it because you have some unanswered questions and concerns? Or are you just telling me that you need to think about it because you're not serious at all and you don't want to hurt my feelings?
No, I am serious about getting out of debt and paying off my bills and using my skills and being intimate with people. I just need to think about it.
Okay, awesome. Well, it sounds like you got some really good questions and concerns. So what's your first question?
Okay. Let's see. Well, how do I get trained?
Okay.
I get that one. How do I get trained? And another question that I typically get is, do I have to use the products?
Okay, let's play this out, okay? So,
okay.
How do I get trained? Okay, so how do I get trained? I'm writing down your questions so that I can answer them in the order that you give them to me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so do you have to use the product?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a third question?
No.
Okay, so that's it? Just those two questions?
Yeah.
Okay, so Tisha, if I can answer these two questions and you feel really good and satisfied with the answers, are you ready to get yourself started right away so that you can use those great people skills that you have, gotten as a critical care nurse and to be able to pay off that debt that you have and to eventually be able to no longer have to do the nursing profession, instead being able to help people in a business for yourself?
Yes, I get started.
Okay, cool. You have that pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay, cool. So let's go ahead and I'll go ahead and answer these questions. Okay, first question, how do you get trained? Okay, that's a great question. In fact, that was a major concern for me as well, and I can understand where you're coming from with that, especially with all the training that you've received as a nurse, and you know the importance of training. Well, you have that pen and paper handy. Go ahead and write this down.
Okay.
It's danijohnson .com.
Okay.
Okay, now, let me tell you about this. Danny Johnson is an internationally sought-after speaker, author, trainer, very successful right now. Actually, she's been on the radio. She's been on television. She is very well sought after because of the fact that she started with $2.03 to her name and became a millionaire inside of 2 years. And I know that seems like a really crazy, wild story, but the reality is she has done this and for years has helped to develop other people like nurses who did not have, skills in the area of starting a home-based business, show them how, step by step, how to start that business and how to be able to have it become very profitable, as well as people like Tom and Kim, who were destitute, broke, had four daughters under the age of four, second car, totally repossessed, their house about being foreclosed on, and they came in, they got started, and they made $11,000 their very first 6 weeks by plugging into the training that Dani Johnson has available. Now, you can imagine, because of the consulting that she's done with major corporations and the different types of success stories that she's developed, she's literally helped people make anywhere from an extra $1,000, $2,000 a month up to millions of dollars, helping companies go from nothing to $500,000. And so you would imagine that her time is, like, seriously stretched. And she's amazingly sought after, and I'm sure you could imagine that her consulting fees would be extremely high, and they are. In fact, she charges $1,000 an hour for consulting, which is more than an attorney charges, more than a doctor charges. And so, but she has made available, because she believes so strongly in giving, she has given 30 hours of free content that is available on her website. Can you believe that?
Yeah, wow.
So here she could charge $30,000 for that information, and she gives it away absolutely free. So I would go over to that website immediately, and there's actually a quick start training section in there. There's four calls that are in there right now that are available to you. No matter what you decide to do, that website is going to help, as it has helped tens of thousands of others in their marriages, with their parenting, getting out of debt. In fact, she has a call in her pro members area on how to get out of debt. Managing your time, communication skills that you will use as a critical care nurse right now. That you listen to that call, you will apply it to your nursing immediately, and it'll help your communication even there. Even though you're already a great communicator, it'll take it to a whole other level. And so anyway, all of that stuff is available on her website. So that's one form of training and continuous training. You can use it every single day, no matter what time of day. It's available 24/7, and those 30 calls are absolutely free. The other thing is that when you're getting started, my job is to be able to help to establish you successfully. 90% of your training is going to come from DaniJohnson.com. 10% is going to come from me. And my initial training is this. You know how when we talked earlier today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You responded to an advertising campaign.
Yeah.
I simply read a script that Dani Johnson wrote. Okay. Thousands of other people have used this script every single day and are building successful income by just simply reading a script. Do you feel like you could read once you've been trained on how to read this script?
Yeah.
Okay. So the process was is that I'm interviewing people who are responding to an advertising campaign. And so you would simply possess the same exact script that I read. I would show you how I do it, until you're able to get off on your own and be able to read a simple script. You'd be learning how to interview people to see if they have the qualities of the kind of person that you would be looking for. Because as you can imagine, although people are looking for a home-based business, not all of them are qualified. And we would teach you how to discern who is qualified to be in your business and who then would be qualified to become your customer. And so as you can imagine, people who go and take a look at that website, although, as far as the product for you, you had said you don't have weight to lose. You're in that perfect, weight situation. But there are plenty of other people that need to. And so a lot of the people that respond when we send them to the website, if they're not qualified for our business, many of them wind up becoming customers, and then they wind up sending us referrals. So either way, you're being able to build a business no matter what the person is qualified for. And so, again, my job is going to be to just show you, on-the-job training, just like when you got started as a nurse, you remember that someone showed you the ropes?
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what I'd be doing with you. And then the rest of the building of that business is done with DaniJohnson.com.
Cool.
Does that answer your first question?
Yes.
Okay. The second question was, do I have to use the products? Can you tell me more about that?
Well, I don't have any weight to lose, and so I'm thinking, why would I want to get on something where I could lose all this weight and not be able to maintain?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. If you don't have any weight to lose, then you certainly don't. And you are of the rare population. You have this, right?
Yeah.
That's an awesome thing, Tisha. Okay. Well, essentially, you do understand that it's a $70 billion industry, right?
Yes.
And there's plenty of other people that need to lose weight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a number of other products, and we truly believe that, in order to be able to be effective and, to be able to not become a salesman, a salesman won't use a product and try to sell somebody else that product.
No.
But there's plenty of other things that, you know, once you've tasted and tried some of the things that are in that line, because we have plenty of other things that you could use, then you're coming across as sharing something with somebody instead of selling them something.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So does that answer your second question?
Yes, it does.
Okay, awesome. Okay, welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your check?
T-I-S-H-A.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. And I absolutely love our product, so it's not...
I got you.
Yeah.
I believe you. I believe you. Okay, cool. So there you go. That's how you want to take it through. The way that you had come across with that objection was that you were... do you have any questions instead of, okay, what's your first question?
What's your first question? Okay.
Yeah, see, that makes me spit out a question. But
okay.
Do I have any questions? I can say yes or no.
Yes or no. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool. Good job,
Tisha. Thank you.
Great job.
And I learned I need to edify more of the training.
Yes.
I say it, but I don't edify it quite enough.
Yeah. You could say it in just a real script form, but that's not promoting it.
No. Uh-uh.
You got to promote that website. And the way I just did it was good. In fact, I want to get a snippet of what I just said. In fact, Jen, I know you're listening.
I'm going to have to just listen to that over and over.
Yeah, seriously, because in other words, you're positioning that website. You're positioning the value of it. When you just sell free, well, free is worth nothing. But when you say, you know what, she's consulted major corporations, high-level professionals, charges $1,000 an hour for her consulting, and that's more than attorneys charge.
Yeah.
It's more than doctors charge. And she gets it and has a waiting list for her coaching. But she has made available, because she believes in the concept of giving, to giving the general market, giving people a chance to get themselves birthed because she was a homeless woman.
Yeah.
That information should be $30,000, and she gives it away absolutely free.
Yeah.
That makes me go, I'm getting a good deal.
Wow. Yeah, I'm getting on right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good deal. I better go find that.
Cool.
So awesome. Okay, cool. Stephanie, go ahead and put her back in
Thank
the class.
You.
You are absolutely welcome. I need to check one thing real quick before I pull my next one up. Oops. Let me check this out. This is what I'm checking out. Nope. Okay, cool. Lionel Lumaroque, I hope I'm saying that right. Good job, Lionel, by the way. Lionel, press number one and say hello. Lionel.
Yes?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I am doing great, thank you. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Good job. 1 in 11?
Thank you.
Awesome. That's a 9% closing ratio. That is absolutely beautiful. Yeah, and the thing I really want you to kind of focus on is how to get the 62 to that presentation.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be the major thing to focus on. But good job with a 9% closing ratio, knowing that your smallest package is $1,295, your highest package is $11,000. So, yeah, you've done a great job. Okay, let's go ahead and grab the script and see what I can do for you. What's the number one objection that you get? Lionel, are you there? Did we lose him?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, there you go.
I was actually on mute and I didn't realize it. what's interesting is that this past week, my biggest objection has literally been, I'm not interested. And this is even before I get to say anything.
Okay, cool.
You know,
and this is after they went and listened to the call?
Yes. No, this is after they've gone on and
looked at the profile.
The website. Yeah, correct.
Okay, so it's after they looked at the profile. So the minute you get on the phone with them, they're just like, I'm not interested.
Yeah, as soon as I say hello and I say hi, and they said, I'm not, it's okay, I'm not interested, and they hang up. So I didn't even get a chance to say anything.
Okay, so out of 11, how many people did you call back?
I called back all 62 people that I took on the call.
Gotcha.
Through the presentation, and out of that, I only got 11 to actually follow through and go on to the call.
Okay, so you got 11 of them that you were able to read the script to.
No, I got 62 people that I read the script to.
No, you're talking about 62 people that you read the prospecting script to.
The prospecting trip to, correct.
Right,
correct.
But how many people did you read the closing script to?
Out of the 11, actually three. Because
no
the other
way. Are you serious?
Yes.
So you were 1 in 3?
Oh. Yeah, I guess.
Dude, that's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
That's a 33% closing ratio.
Oh, okay.
That's outrageous.
Okay.
That's completely outrageous, dude.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, whoa. All right, so out of the 62, 11 were there to pick up the phone for the appointment.
Correct.
Okay, and that means that, no, 8 were not interested right off the bat. 3, you got through the closing script too and closed 1 out of 3. Holy smokes. Ooh, we just had to figure out how to increase the amount of people you can read that closing script to.
Yeah.
Because, dude, that's an outrageously high closing ratio.
Oh, thank you.
Holy smokes, that's outrageous. Beautiful, gorgeous, love it. All right, cool. The issue is prospecting.
Okay.
Not closing.
Okay.
Because you have a 33% closing ratio. And that's stinking amazing. That is so amazing. Oh, caca. Okay, what can I do about that?
So I guess I need help with the prospecting.
No,
part.
You do. And that's, I need to put this in here. Class log. You know what, Lionel? I'd much rather think I need to help you with that. And that's going to have to wait till Tuesday.
That's fine.
Yeah, so I'm gonna write something down here. All right, you keep your dials up, okay? Because that's gonna get you in the queue.
Okay.
Need to role play next week. I will role play with you and put it in there. Put the note in there. Just say Danny said that she'll role play with me next week.
Okay.
Because again, I mean, if the minute you're getting on the phone, you know, hey, so and so, you know, hi Danny, how's it going? Hey, you get a chance to review that information yet? Yep, and I'm just not interested. You're saying that's how going and they hang up?
Yeah, pretty much. Or
okay.
Sometimes I don't even get to that to say, did you get a chance to review the information yet? Hey, hi, Danny, how's it going? This is Lionel. Oh,
yeah.
That's okay, I'm not interested. Click.
Okay, all right. That's a prospecting problem.
Okay.
Yep, you're doing good on the closing. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to pass you over for next Tuesday. That's not that far away.
Okay.
We will see about what I can do with that.
Okay.
Yeah, keep your dials up. Keep going, okay? Because if you drop your dials, then I'm not going to be able to do that.
I'm not dropping my dials.
Yeah,
I've
in fact, see what you can
so
do
far.
To increase that.
I've already made more dials so far this week so far than I have last week. And last week was by far the most that I've ever done,
okay.
Ever.
Okay.
So.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. All right, cool. I'm going to pass you back into the class so that I can definitely work with you next time. All righty then. Let me look at this. No way. That's so crazy. Let me look at something else here. Bridget, oh no, I'm not pulling up Bridget Black, but I'm just letting you know. Bridget Black, you did awesome, man. 1 in 6. Kelly Boland, 2 in 5. Gosh, Mimi, 100% closing ratio, 2 out of 2. I mean, this is really crazy to me. These are just absolutely beautiful numbers. Okay, Sharon Gold, let's go ahead and see what I can do to help you, even though she brought in 5 people last week. So crazy. Sharon, say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing, Danny?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good, good, good. Okay, what's your number one objection that you get? Because you have an amazing closing ratio.
Probably the money.
The money? Okay, because
yeah.
You got a 21% closing ratio, which is outstanding. Okay, well, let's let me ask you. The product clients, are those in addition to the 5 people you enrolled?
No, I got the product from the 5 people.
Okay, cool. All right. So let's go ahead, the money being the number one objection, let's go ahead and see where we're at.
Okay. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
All right. Well, Danny, did you get a chance to review the information on the web from the website yet?
I have, yes.
Okay. Well, Danny, I want to tell you my story just a little bit. You know, when I came into this business, I was taking 2 to 6 allergy shots a week.
Wow.
And I got this product, and I got rid of my shots. That's probably enough to tell you. It was, you know, time is money. And so I was using all my time to go to the doctor's office, and I got tired of doing that. So.
Okay, let's stop right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Sharon, we want to hear, because I'm looking at a business.
Yes.
So I want to hear the money testimonial.
Oh. Okay. When I came into this business, I was really looking for something to spend the rest of my time with. But, you know, I found that I got a lot of money from doing this business. And I was really amazed when I got my first check. And my first year in the business, I made more than $100,000.
Wow. Okay, cool. All right. So, Sharon, I've had plenty of conversations with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want you to sell me.
I know.
I don't want you to sell me. I want you to talk to me like I'm your friend.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not there yet. So let me show you where the and you're doing awesome, Sharon. If you just stayed exactly the same at what you're doing, you still are going to make another additional six-figure income, okay?
Yeah, but I want to make more than that.
I know you do. You want to be number one.
Yeah.
As you're in my coaching appointment status. I want to be number one. I got to be on top.
That's
I
right.
know that. You completely shocked me when I heard you say that. I want my number one position now. Okay, that's awesome. I want to help you get there. But let me do this. When it comes to... And this is one thing that you could make as a change that could improve it tremendously. And it is simple things like this. You know, I'm gonna go ahead and give it to you like this. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Okay, this is, wow, that's wonderful. Did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Yeah.
Let me keep going. Okay, that's great. Well, I want to tell you a little bit about my story. Well, you know, I got started in this business, and I was, really looked at I would be able to make a lot of money, and I really was able to make a lot of money, and I was able to make $100,000 my first year. Okay, versus, let me give you the other way. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, let me just tell you what's happened to me. Prior to getting started, I was a school teacher for 35 years. And although I loved my job of helping people, helping kids to be able to read and helping, you know, whatever issues that they had to be able to overcome them, although it was rewarding, I really was in a financial position that I was not comfortable with. And so I came in, I got started at the very top package, and I was able to do some great training, be able to make over $100,000 my first year. Now, right now, I'm interviewing for somebody to show exactly, step by step, how to be able to do the same thing. Kind of like my friend George, who got started with me around the same time, and George was able to make an extra $30,000 on top of his full-time corporate job, as well as Sally. Sally came in and got started. She was actually a registered nurse. And she just got started in the last 6 months, and she's been able to, after starting at the top package, plugging into First Steps to Success, generate an extra $1,000 to $3,000 a month. And so I'm interviewing right now for the next person that we will establish in the very same way and profitable in their own home-based business starting this month. So what did you like about what you saw on that website?
Okay. Of course, there was 13 years between me and I was teaching and when I when I started in his business.
Right, but whatever it was,
but it
that
doesn't
you were
matter.
Doing,
yeah,
you know, it
well,
doesn't matter. But what I want to know, because with the story that you gave me, doesn't have any Me Too's in it.
You know what I mean? So I want to know, who are you,
right,
and why should I trust you? And just say, you know what, I taught school for 35 years, did a number of other things, got started in this company because da-da-da-da.
Okay.
Okay. Okay? So that's the way you want to tell it. So I just kind of gave you, and I'm going to go ahead and take the next one, the main thing, Sharon, for you. And again, even if you keep the salesy tone that you have, you're still going to get your 1 in 5. But I know that if you talked to that prospect the same way that you talk to me, you are a precious woman. You are a trusting woman. You're an easy person to talk to. That is who I want to see on the phone.
Okay.
And if I could see her on the phone, then this is going to be pathetic, the kind of numbers you're going to be turning over.
Well.
You're going to make everybody sick. You're going to make absolutely everybody sick. We'll be in the first steps, and I'll say, Sharon, how many did you get last month? 55. People are going to puke. How do I beat Sharon? Tom Challen is nothing anymore. How do I beat her? You'll be the new standard for everybody. So anyway, that's the main thing that is the only thing that I can see that needs to, if you tweak that, you're going to see outrage. You're going to double your closing ratios instantly.
Okay.
And to have a 40-50% closing ratio is completely unheard of.
Okay.
Okay.
And that really does help. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome, sweetie.
Thank you.
Okay, hello. Okay, the last person I want to bring up is Gina Scott. I think that was the name. Gina Scott.
Gina, go ahead. Your line is open.
All of a sudden, my hands are all sweaty. I'm going, because I'm so nervous, I'm going to stick to my script book.
No worries.
Annie, I've been praying and praying and praying, and I just want to cry and thank you.
Oh. Well, I'm glad God's answering your prayers. That's awesome. Okay, cool. Well, let's go ahead and start and see what I can do for you.
Okay, what I'm having a problem with is I'll call people and I'll get the objection they're not interested, or I'll get the objection they don't have the money, or I really have a problem with pearls, where I'll spend a lot of time getting them to like me, but then they tell me that they don't have any money, and then I spend a lot of time trying to help them, you know, build the cart to go to the market to create the fruit, and by the time I do all that, I run out of time, and I've really increased my dials, but I feel like I'm sitting in my seat from first thing in the morning till
late at night.
Uh-huh. And,
okay.
Well,
what I want to tell you is that your ratios are really good. There definitely can be an improvement from the ratio of, let me ask you this. You show here that you brought 11 people to a presentation. What was your presentation?
It was a website.
Okay, so you brought and how many were there when you called them back?
When I called them back,
let me ask you this. How many people did you read the closing script to?
Normally I only get like half to maybe a little less. So if I have 11, I'll probably get maybe 5 or 4.
Oh, my gosh. So you're telling me you have about a 50% closing ratio?
Yeah, I make them feel responsible to be there.
No, what I'm saying is it's not, no, you missed that. Okay, so the reality is you had 5 people last week actually go to the presentation and be there when you called them back.
Yeah.
And you were able to close 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with your closing. You have outrageous closing ratios, girl.
Well, I think what I'm doing, what I do is I close on that little bitty $49 dealer package, and I never get them to move forward.
Why are you closing them at $49? What's your top package?
$3,500, about
$3,400. Oh. Do you even tell them about that package?
No.
And no. Why not?
Because I guess I'm focusing on the risk-free option. I know, because I don't think that they're – because my risk-free option's like almost $800, and I feel like that if I, you know, start them with the risk-free option, then I can say you get your money back within 10 business. And then I'm going to work with you, and then we'll focus on the top package.
I think $800 is a great top package.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's a great place to start people.
Okay.
You know, or $3,500, whatever. If upgrading them up through there, you know, through time, that's fine too. But $800, I don't think there's anything wrong with selling them an $800 package.
Okay.
And being a risk-free thing. Okay, so what I'm telling you is that your closing ratios are outrageous. The main problem I can see here is the prospecting, because I'm looking at 41 people that you talked to, but 5 showed up.
I know.
That's the main issue. So, Gina, next week we need to work on prospecting. I'm going to do the same thing that I did with Lionel. Hold
Thank
on.
You.
Yeah,
Thank-
yeah, yeah. Hold on. Let me find you. Scott. You're in both.
And then I'm also going to listen to this closing class like
three times.
Whoa.
Oh, I answered a question of yours on Tuesday, right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Need to role play. Okay. All right, so you keep your dials up. In fact, I need you to do whatever you can to increase that a bit so that you can get in the queue for the prospecting class.
I'm not quitting. I am
okay.
not quitting.
Please,
I'm going further
going.
And further
because
and further.
Because your closing ratios are great. There's really, you know, that those numbers will increase as we're being able to get more people to show up for the presentation. Because
you are so awesome.
To get 2 out of 5 is just outrageous.
I think I'm so judgmental. I think I'm not doing enough.
Yeah, no. The main thing to work on, baby, is your here's the advice I'm going to give you right now. I want you to give yourself some grace. Okay? I don't want you in the next 7 days picking yourself apart. I want you encouraging yourself on what you know that's working and working well. So for you to be able to get 2 out of 5, Gina, that's just so outrageous. That is so beautiful and gorgeous. That's awesome. So if there was something to focus
and
on
right
now.
And, you know, all the people that really show up and the people that I get are Danny Johnson leads.
No way.
Yes way. I'm sprinkling them with tons and tons of older leads, but the Danny Johnson ones are rocking for me.
Man, that's really wild. That's really awesome. That's a killer thing for everybody to hear, because if it's working for you, it can work for others. I want you to encourage yourself. I want you to tell yourself that you can do this. I want you to know that I know you can. If you've got these kind of closing ratios, girlfriend, that's just completely outrageous. That's absolutely beautiful.
Well, your prayers afterwards have been a blessing to me, and I thank you for them.
Oh, I'm going to do that again today. Okay, so go ahead and make sure you keep your dials up. In fact, I want to see if you can increase, because if you're working 40, that those amount of dials, baby doll, you should be able to double those dials.
Okay.
Okay, because if this is a full-time effort for you, then you should be able to double that effort.
I think I'm focusing on the thinking too much and the details and writing
all
the...
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what I said. I want you to just totally encourage yourself. Quit analyzing yourself. Quit trying to pick yourself apart. I want you to just get on the phone and have fun with those people.
Okay.
You know, try to keep that conversation down to 10 minutes and let's see what we can do next week, okay?
Okay.
Cool. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stephanie, go ahead and put her back in. Okay, guys. Great class today. Awesome class today. Great information. Good examples. I know that many of you related to the things that you saw, and there's no doubt in my mind about that. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to say that class is over right now.